Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Look here. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. This was a rebuke to Israel at the time because they were so rebellious and disobedient and they didn't know God's judgments. I told a story a while back, I think, here of how doctors, it was, I think, in the 15th century, I forget which century it was, but it was before they, you know, medicine was advanced, and they were having a lot of people die from certain things. Women that had children, the baby would die and the mother would die. And the doctor went to the Bible and began to look at certain things and how they did it in the Bible. And one of the laws that God had given them in the scripture early on was that if they had touched a dead body, they were to wash themselves with running water. This was back in ancient times. Running water. See, they didn't have, you know, the soap Dawn and, you know, Palmolive and, you know, Suave and Irish Spring and all that. Then, you know, they didn't have this stuff. You know, you just go to the restaurant, you squeeze a little stuff and you wipe your hands, and 99.9% of the germs are dead. They didn't have all this stuff. And people were dying. But the guy went to the Bible and he saw this. And so he started. The doctors that he was training, he had them to start washing their hands with running water. And it changed drastically the mortality rate just from running water. Just a simple, there are medicinal laws in the Bible. If you were to follow them, you could attain health if you're sick. Hello? The book of Leviticus is full of it. It talks about hoofed animals, what to eat, what not to eat. And God was not just being mean. Amen. He was letting them know, if you follow these particular food laws, do you know the food that the Hebrew boys ate when Daniel and the Hebrew boys, when they went into Babylon? They said, we don't want to eat of the king's meat. We want to eat pulse. You know what that was? It was lentil beans. It was lentils. Do you know today they will tell you that the lentil bean is probably the most potent and healthy bean that there is on the planet. And these guys knew it. They knew it from learning just traditions being brought up in it. Here, you know, we like our fried, you know. Give me some, you know, everything, the grease dripping, and, you know. Just look straight ahead. And we wonder why, you know, every now and then. Oh, the devil is a lot, dog. Is that stuff you ate. Huh? You'd be surprised. It's just a little adjustment in diet. These sleepy devils are always trying to. No, it ain't the sleepy devil. It's your body. Come on, it's your body saying, you know, change the diet. Change. You know, it doesn't matter how large a frame we have or how small a frame we still need to eat properly. Tell the person beside you, I want you around a long time. And see, guess what? God has laid this out in the Bible. You know, God is not one that says you can't eat this cake. No, he says all things in moderation. Hey, to us, right now, you know, like in Asia, sometimes you don't know what kind of meat is in your stuff. Because they eat rats. They eat dog. Come on. They eat cat. In some of the islands, the armadillo is a delicacy. You know, road, you see it on the side of the road. You say, how could somebody eat that? But it's a delicacy. And, you know, we have our cultural stuff, too. You know, we have stuff that we think is so. But God said, all things. See, because we were brought up on fried chicken. So, you know, anything else, you know, not me, but other people brought up on it. But God said, all this creation is good for food. I got quiet in here. But see, we on lock in our mind. You probably have eaten some dog before and didn't know it. My wife till this day, Chinese, Nope. I've been to restaurants in Asia where they were actually serving that. And places in China, they serve rat. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of rats you see running around in the alleys and stuff. These are domestic rats. They're big rats, but they strap them up. They, you know, it's feed them, make them nice and fat. Look at y'all. But see, if we will follow God's laws, medicinal laws, food laws, and you know, God, you know, call it kosher or whatever, but you know, all things are good or okay if in moderation. You understand? But now, if you have some type of condition that you know you're not supposed to be, then leave it alone until you get well. You know what I mean? Just leave certain things, you know, and then again, our stuff today is so full of stuff. You better pray over every meal. Because that meal is sanctified through your prayer. Come on. I said that meal is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. People eat insects of all sorts. You know, things that you cringe at, people enjoy. So, but there are medicinal laws. Back to what I was saying, there are medicinal laws, there are food laws, and if we will follow these things, and see, all of these things are important to our health, to the soundness of our mind, to the understanding timing, all right? So here we see the stork has an instinct built into him. You know, turtles, salmon, you know, instinctively, they swim upstream at a time of year to mate, to lay their eggs, and they'll give their life for it, but instinctively they do. But yet, God's people will oftentimes just kind of wallow around, and, you know, nothing really matter, and, you know, nothing of importance, and, you know, but at the same time, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you is trying to tick. He's trying to tell you something. And you just ignore him, and you're going to do your own thing and drown him out, and you're missing God's time. You don't understand times, and you wonder why. Well, I say you wonder why. Why is it that one is being blessed like that? Why is that? Why? Lord, you promised me too. Are you listening? The stork has an instinct. We have the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will get you up early. Say amen, lights. Sometimes he'll challenge you in different areas. That's unusual. See, sometimes with church, we'll just put him in a box. Put God in a box, and this is the only way we'll, this is as far as I go. This is all I'm going to do. And God may want to get out of that box. Huh? He's got more. Tell somebody there's some outside the box. Okay. We must understand times. I want to build on this a little bit more here. We must understand times. Now, look at Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28, verse 7. There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Isn't that interesting? Go back to verse 7. There is a path. Tell somebody besides, there's a path. You know, back to that vision, as I waited there with that angel, something passed by us. And I believe till today that something was after me. I'm telling you, I won't get into detail, but at that time in my life, there was a lot of upheaval, a lot of challenge, going through a lot of stuff internally, externally, in a lot of different areas. And God showed me that. That angel had me, and what was after me, he held me long enough in one spot till it passed. And then when we watched it go, he said, now's the time. And he took me to a safe place. But I saw what had happened. See, what that thing wanted to do, he wasn't able to do it. There were two small planes. When it passed by, I took note of it. One of the plane's wing was broken off. Not my plane. See, he was after me. You understand? But because of God's time, I escaped. There's a path. Many times you're not gonna understand it naturally. You're not gonna see it necessarily naturally. That's why we must be like Simeon, a person of the Spirit, and obedient to the Spirit. Because you won't see it. There is a path which no fowl knows. In other words, naturally, no one sees it. Naturally, you don't see it. I mean, even tonight, right now, there are many things we don't see naturally, but we see. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. There are many things I don't see naturally, but in my mind's eye, in my spirit, I see it. Come on, I'm there already. I don't see it naturally, but one day, because I do see it, and I wait on God's time, and that's important to wait, understand times. Too often we push our way or forge our way into something when if we would have waited. See, the blessing of the Lord in Proverbs 10 and 22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. See, a lot of blessing has a lot of sorrow with it because it wasn't the blessing of the Lord. It was your blessing yourself. But the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, is abundant, and he adds no sorrow. You know, it's time for people to be able to possess things without debt being attached to it. Come on. It's time to go into things and be able to pay cash for it. Amen. Or put it on your card and at the end of the month, pay the card out. Not pay the minimum balance for the next 25 years. I mean, no. But see, when it's God's time, come on, tell somebody it's God's time now. Time out for the past. The past is the past. The way you operated in the past is the past, all right? We'll leave it in the past.
We have come to the close of part 24 of The Faith Crisis, Understanding the Times. In the book of Amos, the scripture says, the plowman will overtake the reaper. The church has stepped into God's timing of a quickening anointing. God is giving the capacity to multiply what you have received. God is increasing his people. You are not only gifted, but anointed. God needs his people to set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The church is many steps ahead of the world. God has given those who belong to him deeper understanding of their environment and greater understanding of the nature of the people around them. Finally, God has given his people rest in him because your times are in God's hand.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.